Welcome to Basic Gospel. We're at the end of our first week on the air with this program on your station. We're here every day, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern, bringing the basic gospel, relevant, personal, and essential into your life. Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis. Our purpose is to provide scriptural answers to your Bible questions and personal issues. This is where the basic gospel intersects with your daily life. Hear it, believe it, live it. We invite your phone-in questions right now at 1-800-677-9377. Again, that toll-free number, 1-800-677-9377. Lines are open right now. Give us a call. Let's talk about this on today's edition of Basic Gospel. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. You talk about the fact that this is where basic gospel intersects with your daily life, and the reason that it does so is because Jesus Christ is alive. I mean, he died to take away our sins. He was buried to put an end to our old way of life, but then he was raised back to life, and he's alive today. And so he has something to say to you regardless of the situation that you might be in. It could be a trial, a tribulation. It could be something so significant that you just don't know where to turn. But Jesus Christ is alive. He's the one that created this universe. He's the one that created you. He's demonstrated fully that he loves you, that he cares, that he's interested. And he has something to say. He has truth to speak into your situation, truth that will set you free. And that's what this program is all about. We want to discuss what's going on in your life. And I know the folks that are listening right now, there are so many people that are going through trials and tribulations, so many people that are struggling inside, that are hurting inside, and want to hear a message of hope, want to hear just a touch of good news. Well, that's what we hope to bring and to deliver to people's hearts through this broadcast. So if that's you, we encourage you to call right now, 1-800-677-9377. As we said, God loves you, and God's love is right there for you right now.
Yeah.
Right now. And so we encourage you to let that love of God take hold of your life. You'll find that there's nothing better to know and experience the love of Jesus Christ.
And the lines are wide open right now, friends, so if you have something you'd like to discuss, perhaps a Bible question or some life issue that you just need a little guidance on, why, we encourage your call right now. Give us a call, 1-800-677-9377. That's toll-free in the U.S. and Canada, 1-800-677-9377. Guys, a question from Caitlin, and this is one I think that a lot of people struggle with and probably a little bit of a misunderstanding. She says, the Bible talks about God writing the sins of every human being in the book of life for each to be judged. Does this pertain to saved people as well? Because it also says that the sins of the saved are put behind God, never behind God's back, never to be seen again. Will we be judged in the end along with the unsaved?
We will not be judged in the end along with the unsaved. Believers will not face the white throne judgment. Our sins were placed upon Jesus Christ, but not only our sins, the sins of the whole world. I mean, Jesus dealt with sin, period. I mean, all of it, not only the sins of those who are saved, but the sins of those who are lost. His sacrifice was big enough to take away all of those sins. So that removed the barrier that stood between man and God, and it enabled God to offer the one thing that we really needed, and that was life. When sin entered the world, death entered the world. You and I came into this world dead spiritually, separated from the life of God. But before we could receive that life, the sin issue had to be dealt with. And so that's what Jesus Christ did through his finished work on the cross. He dealt with the sin issue once and for all. So those who face the white throne judgment, they will, you know, try to argue their case before God, and God will allow them that opportunity to put on the table what they think is significant and what would earn their way into heaven. And he'll just put the mirror up and say, well, this is what your life looked like, but the real issue is that you rejected my son.
Right.
I offered life to you through Jesus Christ. You rejected Jesus. That's the real issue. That is the thing that God has brought everything down to is belief in Jesus Christ or rejection of Jesus Christ. Those who believe in Jesus, receive eternal life, they receive the forgiveness that Jesus provided. Those who reject him simply remain dead, and that's going to be their eternal state if they don't receive him before they die.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, again, open lines 1-800-677-9377. We'd love to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. Guys, a question from Joe, and this is another issue that troubles a lot of people. He says, I'm looking for a church to attend. I found one that I'm interested in, but I have concerns about the beliefs of the minister. I've heard the minister of the church state that he believes that it is possible for a saved person to lose his salvation. I just don't think that that is correct. I generally agree with most of the teachings, but would it be a mistake to attend a church where I feel the belief of this one important subject is not right?
Well, I think it would be important for this particular person to go and talk with the pastor, for Joe to set up a meeting with the pastor and to say, hey, I've been coming, I've listened, and here's what I am hearing. Is this true? Do you believe that someone who is saved can lose their salvation? And let the pastor bring that out and tell you exactly what he believes. And then based on that, you can make your decision. But this idea that we can lose salvation, if that were the case, none of us would have salvation.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, we're just not good enough to keep it. Certainly we were not good enough to earn it. And once we have it, we're certainly not good enough to keep it. Our salvation is on Jesus' shoulders and his alone. He saved us. He sustains us. He keeps us forever. He has promised he will never walk away from us. He has promised no one will ever snatch us out of his hand. No one will snatch us out of God the Father's hands. We are safe and secure in Jesus Christ. Why? Because of his finished work on the cross, his death, his burial, his resurrection.
Yeah.
That is the good news. So it's important for us to understand what salvation truly is. And that's one of the questions that we're going to ask to our listeners. What's your understanding of the gospel? What's your understanding of salvation? Once you start asking yourself those questions and really kind of bring to the surface what is in your heart and then judge that based on what the Word of God has to say, you're going to realize whether you've really believed the gospel or not. We've seen it time and time and time again where folks would say, oh, yes, I'm a Christian. And then when we talk about what the gospel really is, they say, well, I never understood it that way. I didn't know that Jesus had done all of that for me. I thought it was up to me. I thought I had to repent of all my sins and live a righteous, holy life. And if I did that well enough, that I could have life everlasting. That's not the gospel. So we're going to encourage you to really examine your own heart as to what your belief is concerning the gospel and concerning salvation.
Yes, indeed. Well, this is the Basic Gospel, and we're glad that you've joined us today. Bob Davis with Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer. Again, thanks for joining us.
Yes, indeed. We do have a special gift for our listeners, the Basic Gospel Journey, available at basicgospel.net. Take advantage of that. Just go to basicgospel.net, click the free gift link, fill out all the information, and we'll send that to you. I know it will be a blessing in your life, and it's one of those resources that once you listen to it and get an idea of what this basic gospel life looks like and how to experience it, it's something that you'll want to pass on to your friends, your relatives, your loved ones. So
sure.
Get this gift, basicgospel.net. It's free just for the asking.
Yes, indeed.
Well, let's go to Brooklyn and talk to Louise, who's listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Louise.
Hi.
Welcome to the program. How can we help you today?
I've been struggling with I don't know, I guess you would call it, I've been sick for a while, and then I got better, but it returned again, and it's like, I don't understand, Yes, I do pray, and but yet I hear a it's like not an audible voice, but within inside me, you're not good enough. Jesus doesn't love you, and you're not going to get. I know He doesn't heal everybody, but I just can't find the strength anymore to go on.
Well, Louise, my heart goes out to you. I feel, you know, the pain that you are expressing here and the desire to get an answer from God, to get some help and hope into your situation. And, Louise, those voices that you're hearing that are telling you that you're not good enough, I'm sure it sounds like those are your own thoughts. But those are someone else's thoughts, and the person whose thoughts those are is the enemy of your soul, Satan himself. He's the one accusing you. He's the one saying that you're not good enough. That's not what God says. God sent Jesus just for you, Louise. If you were the only person on planet Earth and you needed saved, God would have sent Jesus just for you. That's how much He loves you. He shed His blood for you, Louise, to take away all of your sins. He was buried. But here's the good news. He was raised to life so that you could have eternal life. You know, as you were telling your story there, Louise, I couldn't help but think of the story in John chapter 11 about Lazarus. Lazarus was sick. And Mary and Martha loved Lazarus so much, and they just knew Jesus could come on the scene and could touch him in such a special way that he would be healed. And so they sent word to Jesus, and Jesus got the message, but he didn't drop everything and go attend to Lazarus's needs just right then and there. He went about his business, and as a matter of fact, he continued to do his business, and Lazarus was so sick, he died. Yes. And they buried him, and he was in the tomb for 4 days. And then Jesus showed up, and he said this to Martha and Mary, and they were pretty ticked at him. Lord, we sent word to you. Why didn't you come? If you had just come, if you would have just been here, Lazarus would have never died. You could have made him well. And Jesus said, I have something far greater to do, and that's to raise Lazarus back to life, because that's what this gospel message is all about. It's not a self-improvement program. It's not simply God healing our physical ailments or our physical diseases. It is God giving us life to assure us that when we do die, we're going to be in His presence forever. So, Louise, you know, you're struggling with health issues, and you're not alone with that. And those health issues just clamor for our attention and just, you know, just keep us captive to the pains and the aches and all of those things that we experience. But there's something greater that God has for you, and that's life everlasting. And so, Louise, I don't know if you've ever come to Christ to receive His life, but if you haven't, I pray that today is the day that you will receive Him and go from death to life. Would you like to do that?
Yes.
Hey, Louise.
Well, yes, I would.
Well, here's how that can happen. It's God's grace that saves us by faith, but we can express that heart of faith, Louise, through prayer. And I would just ask you to follow along with me as I pray, okay? Can
yes.
you do that?
Yes.
Lord Jesus, I need you.
Lord Jesus, I need you.
Thank you that you took away my sins.
Thank you that you took away my sins.
And removed the barrier that stood between me and you.
And removed the barrier that stood between me and you.
Thank you that you were raised back to life.
Thank you that you were raised back to life.
So that you could make me alive.
So that you could make me alive.
And Lord, I now receive you into my heart.
Lord, I now receive you into my heart.
As my Lord.
As my Lord.
As my Savior.
As my Savior.
As my best friend.
As my best friend.
In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, Louise, according to the Word of God, you've gone from death to life. It may not feel that way, but that's what's happened to you spiritually. You've been born again of the Spirit of God. And guess what? The Bible says whenever that happens, whenever anyone comes to Christ by faith, all of heaven rejoices. So there's a party going on right now in your honor in the heavenlies. That's pretty exciting, isn't it?
Yes.
And we're rejoicing with you as well. And Louise, you've become a child of God today. That means you and I are related. We're brothers and sisters in Christ.
Yes.
And as brothers and sisters in Christ, we encourage each other. And you can count on us, Louise, to pray for you, to pray for your physical well-being, but also to rejoice in the fact that today, June 7th, 2013, you were made alive together with Jesus Christ. That's great news.
Yes, it is.
Well, Louise, let me put you on hold, and our off-air counselors will pray with you further, and we'll get some information to you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling today, and God bless you for opening up your heart to the risen Savior.
Thank you. Hang on, okay?
We indeed rejoice with Louise and Bob and Richard. As you well know, we hear from others many times when someone prays with us on the air who call to say or write to say that they too prayed and received the living Christ as well. So that's an exciting thing.
Yes, indeed. And if that's the case for you, if you were listening to that conversation with Louise and your heart responded and you prayed as well, would you let us know? That would be a great encouragement. Just go to basicgospel.net and follow the information there to shoot us an email so that we can know. We have some information that we would like to send you as well to help you along your new journey with Christ Jesus.
Yes. Click the menu item called About, and that will take you to the online email link. And as Bob said, we would really love to hear from you. Right now, plenty of open lines, 1-800-677-9377. This is Basic Gospel, and we want to hear from you as well.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's go to Zilpa in Jersey City, New Jersey, listening to us on WMCA.
Yes, this is Zilpa. Good evening.
Well, welcome. How can we help you today, Zilpa?
Yes, I don't understand the chapter of Exodus, chapter 20.
Okay.
Verse 8 to 12. If you can kindly read it and explain to me what exactly what was meant there by reminding humankind to remember the Sabbath day.
Okay, great question. And for our listeners, Zilpa is asking about Exodus 28 and 20 chapter 20 verse 8. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. That's the fourth commandment. It's a significant commandment. But one of the things, Zilpa, as far as the law is concerned, the writer of Hebrews tells us that the law is a shadow of the good things that are coming. The realities are found in Jesus Christ. So this command to remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy is foreshadowing something that we would receive in Jesus Christ. And Richard, this is a sweet spot for you as far as your life is concerned and your journey with the Lord. You at one time focused on this fourth commandment. That defined who you were,
yes.
Didn't it?
Yes, it did. The beauty of this commandment is that it was calling the Israelites, the children of Israel, back to remember what Adam and Eve lost at the Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve had face-to-face communication and relationship and fellowship with God himself. They had a never-ending rest. If you look at the creation story, the seventh day doesn't have an evening and morning. It's not because it didn't have an evening and morning, but because the story was that Adam and Eve would enjoy this kind of communion with God for eternity. Well, they lost that when they sinned. In the law given to the Israelites through Moses, he gave them this Sabbath, a one day out of the week, to remember what the relationship was supposed to be as a picture. And now that Jesus came and fulfilled the law, he offers us back that Sabbath rest that Adam and Eve lost. It's an amazing thing that we can have, even though we're stuck in this world of sin and we still fail, in our lives we can have the Holy Spirit living inside of us and having perfect rest with God in the same way that Adam and Eve had it, even in the midst of a sinful world and a sinful situation. It's a beautiful, beautiful picture.
Yes, it is. So, Zilpah, the story is that you can experience a Sabbath rest in Jesus Christ every single day of the week.
Yes.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, simply by resting in what Christ has accomplished for you. He took away your sins once and for all. So there's nothing more for you to do. There's no more sacrifices to make. There's no more begging and pleading and promising and redoubling your efforts or any of those things. You can simply rest in what Christ accomplished. His blood took away your sins once and for all. And let me put you on hold, Zilpah. We'll send you this free gift, The Basic Gospel Journey. And we really talk about that Sabbath rest in this particular product. So thank you for your call today. Let me put you on hold, and we'll get that to you.
And, Bob, in just a moment, we'll be telling the rest of our listeners how they, too, can obtain a copy of the CD, The Basic Gospel Journey. So stay tuned, and we'll be talking about that in just a moment.
Let's go out to Los Angeles and talk with Richard. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Bob. How you doing?
Doing fine, thanks. Nice to hear from you.
Well, thank you so much for your dedication and just surrendering almost practically everything that you have to be able to follow the Lord and do His will.
Well, Richard, thanks for those encouraging words. It's one of those things you come to a point you can't do anything else. Just the love of God compels you forward, and our heart's desire, our passion is simply to share this good news with as many people as possible, so that folks like Louise, who are dead in sin, can come to life, so that folks like Zilpah, who are struggling with what it means to rest in the Lord, can be set free and experience a newness of life. So that's why we're here. That's why we do what we do. But, Richard, what's your question today?
My question is, what do I do with my lower nature, my sinful nature, and here I am, a new creation, and I battle so much with the disabilities that I have to live with. It's almost as if I should be in a wheelchair, but God has somehow fashioned me to keep going in the midst of the neurological damage that I have. What do you
So you have some I, you have some physical things that are okay. Well, what I would do with that, Richard, is simply, of course, you already recognize that they're there, but come to the point and realize that has nothing to do with God's love for you. That God loves you, period, and you can experience that love in this condition, and just trust that. Let me do this, Richard. We're about out of time on this broadcast, but I've got a book I want to send you. It's called Love Is. Let me put you on hold, and we'll get it to you, okay? You hang on.
Friends, at Basic Gospel, we have resources to aid your spiritual growth and understanding of the gospel of the Lord Jesus. And this month, we're spotlighting a CD called The Basic Gospel Journey, as Bob Christopher mentioned a few moments ago. It's our gift to you during the month of June. For your copy, simply go online to basicgospel.net and click that link right on the homepage. It's our opportunity to say thank you for being a part of the Basic Gospel Journey. Again, our website, basicgospel.net. Click the Basic Gospel Journey link for your free CD. We'll get one off on the way to you right away. A reminder, too, that Basic Gospel is heard every weekday afternoon at 4 Eastern Time, and we invite you to call with your Bible questions or concerns of everyday life. Have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll see you on Monday. Bye-bye.